Okay, it's 2 o'clock. Your good friends, Bob and Dan, Jake, Mino, TC. So we are looking ahead to the Cowboys. Tomorrow we're going to kind of do a new preseason predictions, like starting now. Where do we see this thing going? But we actually did real preseason predictions.
Yes.
And I do remember there was talk of a bet. I do remember not thinking they'd win more than 6 games and there being no way. And I do remember Jake being optimistic around here. And really, that just meant he felt they could finish 500. But then yesterday, Jake was throwing around the thought that maybe we had an actual concrete bet that we made on the air. And much like Bob, before you got your Packer tattoo. Boy, what summer was that?
2005. No, 04 or 05.
That you had a
04 was the season. 05 was when the tattoo was received.
And this is way before our archiving has gotten to the level it is at now. But
yes.
You had, I guess in preseason, TR said the Rangers could win, I don't know if it was
85 games.
Do you have it? That little piece of audio?
If you want to hear it.
Sure.
T.R. Sullivan actually took the opportunity to bring them closer together. He says, worst case scenario, Dan, 100 losses, 62-100. Best case scenario.
I think that's a very kind estimate, so that's your worst.
Like everything goes wrong.
Everything goes wrong and you only lose 100 games?
That seems very generous in this division. Best case scenario, 85-77. And I thought to myself, geez, TR, why stop there? Why can't they win 100 games if everything goes right? 85 wins. 85 wins. You know what? If they win 85 games, think of something crazy. What, I get a tattoo? What do I got to do here? 85 games? Are you freaking kidding me? So this team wins 71. They lose the best player of our generation. They let their two best pitchers go. And you're telling me they're going to improve by 15 wins? Okay. I buy that, TR.
So actually, someone, like once they were they won more than 85 games, somebody emailed and said, hey, you know, in the preseason, Bob boldly claimed they could never do this and that he'd get a tattoo if they did. Well, we couldn't find the audio.
They won 89 that year, by the way, and that was their high win total for really about an 8-year span. That was the 1 year they popped a really good win total.
And then it turned
like
out
99 and
was it Martin in Germany that sent us the audio?
Yes, it was a P1 in Germany who would record our show.
But not just a local who moved to Germany. He grew up in Germany. He didn't speak English.
Right.
He loved Dirk.
Right.
And he, much like we met computer, he decided to Google Sports Talk Dallas, and I think that's how he just wanted to hear Dirk. Dirk talk.
Yes.
And he ended up finding us, became a P1 of the show, and then ended up being the only guy that had it recorded, or at least the only guy that when we threw it out there that had it and mailed us the audio.
He learned English through our show.
You went ahead and got a tattoo.
I did. So with that in mind, we go back to September. And yes, there was talk, believe it or not, on this show, there was talk of a wager. Such a rare thing here. And we go to Purple. And I want to say this is, September 17th, maybe, this first piece of audio? I think roughly that's probably where that would fall on the calendar. It sounds like it's after the Tennessee game. But here's the first couple minutes from our very show about 2 months ago. Let's say today, Maso Menos. Here it is. Play.
Purple. Before we play another, I just want to get this out there. We're 1-1. It's not like I'm saying this after 2-0. You still have the opportunity. Lay the bet out there. I said they would absolutely win 6 or more games. I think that they win 9. You have an opportunity. You can think about it and get back to me, but I want this, something everyone else on the show besides Donovan.
I said, so you're the homer and they're winning 6 games?
No, I said they'll win 9, but whenever we were discussing this, I said,
do you want to make a bet? I'll say under 9.
They lose 10 games.
I mean, yes, I'm comfortable.
I'll say under 9.
I'm comfortable
but
with a
six.
500 or below season, but winning 6, that's kind of where I have them. So if we want to hash,
but
this
if you
out,
want to say they're definitely going to finish over 500, I'm willing to step into that bet.
That's
okay. Now you're hedging just a little bit. Also,
no, I'm saying 500 or below.
A couple weeks ago,
but before even the season, you said they were.
You said 500 would be a miracle.
I said they'd win six.
Okay,
that was my early. Now, that's close to 500. But not, that's two games.
No,
that's a 16 game sample.
I'm saying, you're saying that okay. Well, I'll go below nine, but you're hedging on what he's saying. If you're so adamant that they're going to win six, and he's saying they're going to win more than six, why don't you go with a bet for six?
Look, let's be real. I'm trying to make up for a bet on the fact that I don't know anything about the rest of the NFL and picking these games. So I got to get something else here to help me out.
All right, we'll table it.
Lose that.
We'll table it.
Can we just exchange ideas? Does everything have to be a bet?
Oh, my God.
He's
from
putting
you?
It out there for you. He's laying it on the line. You guys were so confident coming out of California. I mean, he basically said anything.
Look,
you can put
I picked him to win 10 games for about 15 straight years just because I found realism for once. Doesn't mean that I'm always picking against them.
And no one said that.
I would love for them to have a good year. I just didn't
so
see it.
So, you
that,
would want the bet
but
to be...
But now I want to go buy a number 55 jersey.
But I don't think the bet can be they win six games and Jake wins the bet because he's optimistic.
Then seven. If they get to seven, Donovan and I win. If they get to seven, you guys lose.
So you, as the homer, are saying they're going to finish below 500.
No, I think they'll win nine games, but I'm basing this off of
okay, well, then let's make it
going
nine.
Into it.
I think
you're the one throwing
it
out there, though. You can't say, hey, I'm ballsy and I'll bet anything.
Hold on.
As long as it's six wins.
I think there should be a gulf between the two. And anything the six or below, anything nine and above. Or something like
wins.
That. Seven and eight, the casino wins.
We'll hash it out.
All right. Hey, we're going to do it by Friday.
Okay.
We never did it by Friday, though, right?
I think it was Friday. I think we came back on that Friday. Unless you have another date for this.
I'm not really sure.
Audio.
Oh, we have a second piece of audio?
It's no more than 4 or 5 days later.
It seems like we left it there with 7 and 8 are going to be no man's land.
Right, but this one here gets a lot more specific.
Yeah, the news tightens a bit on the second piece of audio. This is a couple days later on the very same Bob and Dan radio program.
We had a really muddled debate over what our Cowboys bet should be a couple of weeks ago, and somebody pointed out we should just use the over-under, 7.5 wins. And Mino and I have come up with the idea that if you take, I take the over, clearly. I think they'll win eight games, and the loser has to dress like a clown for a week at work.
So like a clown? Like an actual painted
clown?
You've got the flower with the water, you've got the nose, you've got
the shoes,
the wig. You come to work dressed like a clown.
Is this you and Dan, or are you trying to include me in this?
Whoever.
Now?
Everybody on the crew.
I'm not doing it.
7.5. You want over under? Why?
Because
you
I can't.
Wins.
I picked
six. You don't have confidence.
First of all, I picked six. Second of all, it's insane how you, Jake, as a Cowboy fan, I feel like this is your. I feel like you've got a problem, and that is. You and
I'm not going to do it because your problems.
Yeah. No. If you guys want to bet on this, you knock yourself out and bet on it. I think it'd be great for the show. But I feel like being right is worth more to you than your team doing well. Or it gets really weird how I feel like
sports 7.5 over under.
Sports debates are now more important than the Cowboys winning, and it's weird. We're losing sight of. For instance, if I bet a clown outfit for a week, then I'm cheering against the Cowboys all season, and that would make me crazy, because I like to see the Cowboys do well. So.
Why, you don't like to wear clown outfits?
No, I'm not doing it.
Doesn't run in the blood?
No, it does not.
Yeah, just you'd
sad.
Be great.
What
if the light switched on for Bob?
But I wasn't.
He's the most talented, gifted clown.
But I wasn't in this big fight with you. Dan was.
No.
So if you guys want to do this, do it.
Donovan.
I'm not betting against a team we want to see do well.
You were kind of in the fight, dude.
Yeah.
You were kind of in the fight
you
of the whole 9-7 and 6-10.
I think you're crazy for your prediction.
You said he wants to live in Brooklyn.
Well, he does. But that has nothing to do with this.
Look, I tried.
I think they'll finish 6-10, and you know what? I still kind of do. But no.
Put some on it.
And yeah, that's the whole point
I'll tell
of
you
this
what, Jake,
coming out with the bet.
I'm in for whatever you want, because the Cowboys will not win more than seven games. That's ridiculous.
Clown outfit for a week.
I'll go clown outfit / Prince Albert.
1 week. I'm not doing that.
$252 on the ticket.
Wow.
Yep.
I think I kind of bailed you out on that Prince Albert bit there at the end, too.
I don't know.
Venus.
I basically there said they will not win more than seven games. So I guess if they win eight, I get the red nose and
The face paint is key because well, I was.
Now, you know, now I will actively root against the Cowboys. Doing what Bob so that, said is not good to do.
So that could happen this Sunday. We can get to number 8 this Sunday.
Yep.
And Dan has. If anyone has been an example to us all on how to handle this sort of situation, I mean.
He's never hatched on a bet ever, though.
You've looked at Sean. Ever. You've frowned at Sean. You made sure the tattoo is in order. I mean, there's a this is a test of your integrity. To steal a moment from the last segment, on a slightly more severe nature.
This is a more serious bit, yeah, for sure.
Wow, full clown outfit.
Man, Jake always saves certain audio. You know,
is there? Come on.
Do you notice that? How Jake?
But what if he'd gotten it wrong then?
Oh, you would never hear of this again.
No, you would have never heard this. I would have made sure.
If there were a two-win team,
I have
right
to tell
now,
you, when he brought this up 2 days ago, I had totally forgotten about it. And with all due respect to Dan's memory, I'm guessing you totally forgot about it as well. And
I forgot we brought it up yesterday.
Right. So, wow.
It doesn't, you know, I had to have something. I'm in the suit. I mean, in a suit for a month. It's done already.
That was the 2004 Rangers. Let me tell you something. I still have this tattoo. That wasn't a week. And you have been Batman.
I need to talk to Doodlebug, I think.
But Dan was in the clear
advice
until the end.
Yeah, I felt like
he had everything going until at the very end.
And Bob bailed. How did we let Bob bail?
That was a really weak reason for you to bail too, dog. That was so really
that
weak.
Sounds like the we were up against the clock.
That is so
that's called,
and I think the clock saved Bob.
That's
there.
Called knowing when to hold him and knowing when to fold him.
I can't believe that we all
that's a guy
that
who didn't believe his preseason predictions.
Dude. That's right. That's
that
right.
That means I got to root against him and I don't want to root. So that's the
I
weakest
don't.
Reason in ever.
No, that's a real reason.
No, it's weak.
Everyone roots for their picks.
It is as weak. You don't care if you're right, if they are 6-10 or not. Who cares about that? No one cares.
No, you don't care until there's a clown outfit for a week and you're putting gas in your car with giant clown shoes.
You're never getting out that car. You're just trying to coast. You put it in neutral downhill.
Honey, will you go fill up my truck? I have to go to work.
It's cold.
All right, our sports movie of the month is done in a far happier
tone. One more win.
Broadcasting live from the AutoNation.com mothership at Victory Park. This is the